Welcome to Healthy Aging, brought to you by the South Shore Coalition for Mental Health and Aging. Our goal is to provide our listeners with resources to increase their overall well-being. My name is Jonathan Guzman, and on today's program, we will be exploring musical therapy with Janalia Hoffman. Janalia is a pioneer in the field of musical therapy. She is a musician, author, and speaker, as well as the founder and owner of Rhythmic Medicine. Her progressive work has been with real people with real issues, using a synthesis of music, relaxation, and imagery. Janalia has authored the book Rhythmic Medicine, Music with a Purpose, as well as published 15 therapeutic music CDs. For more information on Janalia's works, be sure to stick around for the end of today's program. But before proceeding, a special thank you is due to the National Parkinson's Foundation for their continued support in making this show possible. And now, here's Janalia Hoffman.
Okay, great. Now very gently open your eyes. Now what happened with our little experiment with entrainment? Anybody want to share what you noticed?
Got sleepy.
Got sleepy? Okay. Would you say you slowed down?
Yes.
Did you notice your heart rhythm or your breathing slowed down first?
Yes.
Okay.
I didn't notice that.
How many felt your heart rhythm slow down first? Okay.
How do you feel your heart rhythm?
Well, you can feel it sometimes if you just focus, you can feel it. And I know this was a fairly short example, but I want to share several things with
breathing,
you.
Sure.
Okay, this gentleman shared that he could feel his breathing rhythm but not his heart rhythm, and that's very common. Some people feel their heart rhythm first, but I find for most people it's easier to tune into your breathing rhythm than it is your heart rhythm. But you can do this if you practice a little bit as well. Dr. Oliver Sacks is the famous neurologist that was a big believer in music. And he talked about how neurologically music actually acts as a bridge to bridge the damaged parts of the brain. So, for example, with this slow rhythm, what I find with a lot of people that have Parkinson's, when they start using the music and feeling their body rhythms with this rhythm, sometimes if they're in a situation where they've got their leg up and your body freezes, that can happen. And then just thinking of the rhythm makes the body move. Has anybody experienced that? Okay. This is a real phenomenon that's really can be very helpful for a lot of people that experience freezing, where your walking or your gait is not as fluid as you would like. You can actually practice with music and just really actively listening, like I'm talking about, instead of the passive listening where you're hearing it but your mind is really thinking of other things. Okay, does that make sense? All right, let's in just a minute, I want to use musical massage. One of the things that I did during this period when I worked with a lot of Parkinson's issues was a lot of people were experimenting with the neurological idea that if you visualize new pathways opening up in the brain, it actually helps, as well as actually moving the body. I think Christy was talking about that. And so we're going to do a little experiment with this next piece of music, and I just would like you to listen to the music and just notice how it affects you. And then visualize in your mind opening up new neural pathways that will be helpful for you. Now, if your mind feels skeptical of this, that's okay. That's part of how we all have that. But just open yourself to visualizing this and see what happens, okay? Okay, great. Now, sorry about that buzzing. So this is different music. It's not quite as steady of a rhythm. This is 60 to 64 beats a minute. It's still slow compared to most music. It up just a tad. So what I'd like you to do is just relax with the music, and I'd like you to just get an image of your brain with all these neural pathways that we have, like the nerve pathways in the brain, like little highways up there. I want you to visualize new ones opening up that can help you. That can help your body with healing, with functioning even better. All the time relaxing to the music. Like, see if you can imagine it, even if you don't believe it. If you're saying to yourself, this is not something I can do, you just imagine this happening. Affects you? How does it make you feel? And keeping focused on this idea of opening up the new neural pathways. Thank you. Okay, now gently open your eyes. So what happened with that experiment?
Mm-hmm. I could see variations of light with my eyes closed.
Variations of light with your eyes closed?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Great.
Strange.
Uh-huh. It is interesting, you know, they say that music, out of all the art forms, it's the one thing that creates a lot of mental imagery anyway. Have any of you... anybody see that movie Fantasia, the Disney movie where they have all the, they have the beautiful music and all of these colors and movements and everything? It's very fascinating. But this is actually a phenomena with music, that when you hear music and you close your eyes, many people start having imagery. And it can actually be, you can direct that and actually can help with some healing issues. Any other thoughts? You know, any time you have a difficult diagnosis, you know, it's so stressful. And we really need to address that and do something to help that, because then you don't want to make it even worse. So, okay, so we're going to do one more musical experience. Now, we're going to go back to that other music in just a minute. But first I want to say... we're going to experience something I call musical acupuncture now. And this is music, it's really very similar to the very first one, where you hear the 50 beats a minute music and you hear a steady cello. And it's a real cello, because the research shows that the real wood and real instruments is better for our brains than synthetic instruments, like electric guitars and electric pianos, that kind of thing. So... anyway, what we're going to do as an experiment now is I'm going to ask you to, when we hear this music, I'm going to ask you to imagine, instead of an acupuncture needle, that could be stressful for some of you, right? Have you ever had acupuncture? Okay, quite a few. So, you know, the theory of it is, in the Orient, they've been doing this for 2,000 years, that we can move energy in our body through stimulating points. But we're going to do an experiment, because sound also moves energy in our bodies. And it can be a very powerful thing. And this is actually a fun thing to try. So I'm going to ask you, when you hear this music, to imagine, instead of a needle, that these are tones actually coming into your bodies. Okay? Are you up for this? It is a... many people find this really, really pleasant and very interesting, because it's different for different people. And afterwards, I'll share some how this has affected some folks who had Parkinson's. But for now, we'll leave our minds open, okay? And you just see what this is like for you. You're your own little research study right now. Okay, so we're ready. You don't have to know anything about acupuncture, by the way, or energy flow. You don't have to know any of that. You're just going to imagine these tones coming in, and you notice where does the music tend to go. It might be in your eyes. It might be in the abdominal area or your legs. We don't know. It's coming on now. Any minute here? Here we go. Okay, so this is the musical acupuncture. So we're all going to do this together. We're going to just start allowing ourselves to experience the music actually coming in. Not just through your ears, because we're all hearing it, but actually, where do the tones gravitate in your body? tones in your body. Notice where do they go? The high tones one place and low tones elsewhere. Fade out. Keep focusing another few seconds just on letting the tones come in to help balance and move energy. Okay, so what happened with that experiment?
What I could feel is that the lower tones of the cello were more in the sinus area. I don't know if it was a vibration or a feeling.
I had that too.
And you did? Okay.
Tremendous.
And the higher pitch, more of the bow going across, the higher pitch, was in my hands.
Okay.
Where?
And how did that feel to your sinuses? Did you notice? Was it pleasant?
No, it was a little uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I mean, it really wasn't. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it was, you knew they were there.
Yeah.
Where normally you're not feeling your cheekbones or behind your eyes.
Right, right. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Would that mean then that that's the area of our body right now that is the most affected by whatever external?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I find. Where you feel the tones is a part of your body that's maybe suffering a little bit, or maybe you're not as, sometimes people are very aware of it, sometimes you're not, but it's an area that where the energy needs to move. And one of the things that I found that I have an issue with my sinuses where, you know, if I eat something that's, my body doesn't like as much. Like, I ate a piece of chocolate cake the other day, and I don't do too well with wheat and sugar mixed. Anyway, and my sinus just felt stuck. And a lot of times, people that have that, they'll feel the tones there. I've actually done this a lot in Kansas City, where I work part-time in a hospital doing music therapy, and I've done a program there with people having surgery for like 11 years now. And when I go in and do exactly what I did with you, with people that have had surgery like within 48 hours, in almost every case, they'll say, I felt the tones where my incision is. Because at that time, that's where they're most vulnerable. And they're not anticipating that at all. In fact, a lot of them say, I don't want it to go to the top of my incision because that's like the, you know, area that seems so scary. But when it does, it's usually, most people find that very, very pleasant. And our bodies, over the years of doing this, I find there's a lot of pains that the medical community can't always pinpoint. They can't tell you why you're having it. But the nerves, you know, the neurological system can do some weird things. So this is one thing I've used. And then there's two other quick things I want to talk about. One is I have a CD about Parkinson's, and one of the things on it is to experiment with letting your tremor be in rhythm with the music. And a lot of times when you have a tremor, what you do is you resist it. Is that, would you all say that's true? You think, I don't want this tremor, and there's all this resistance. And so what I experiment with music, and I've done this quite a lot, is getting into your rhythm, kind of like, you know, exploring that, and it can be very interesting what you find out. So that exercise is on the Parkinson's CD. And then one other thing, too, I just want to mention that we've been talking about using music from an internal point of view to then affect you on the external. I do a lot with teaching people how to play native flutes, because there's a really easy system, how the natives did this, where you don't have to read music. So, and I thought I would just end with a meditative native blessing for you. First, I'll show you that the system is a simple scale. And then you learn how to take that and make music without actually reading music. So I'll play some. A native style blessing.
You have been listening to musical therapist Janalia Hoffman. For more information on Janalia's book, CDs, and speaking engagements, be sure to visit rhythmicmedicine.com. Again, the website is rhythmicmedicine.com. And as always, if you would like more information on mental health and aging resources in our area, such as our monthly support groups and symposiums, be sure to visit the Coalition at mentalhealthandaging.org or call at 813-419-4902. Thanks again to Janalia for participating in today's program. And as always, a thank you to the National Parkinson's Foundation for their continued support of this show. Be sure to tune into our next episode, where our goal is to provide all of our South Shore community neighbors with aging well options for both mind and body. This has been Jonathan Guzman, inviting you to enjoy all the local programming on our station. Thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you again after a while.